our Mission Sunday each year in October to tie in more or less with our final trip to Ghana. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Jesus said, "Give and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you." Amen. Now, we first met this guy called Pastor Osmond, founder of Rescue Aid Mission, way back in 2004. We didn't meet him in Ghana. We actually met him in North Allerton. And we could have no idea at that time where this relationship was going to take us. I personally had no idea how much I would be stretched, both spiritually, both physically, and both emotionally. I didn't also know at that time how much I was going to receive. Let me tell you about this. This has made me a better man. That's a fact. It has shaped many aspects of the man you see standing before you today. It has prepared me for many of the challenges that came our way here in Scotland, in Moss Vale. Now, at that time, as a church, we had not long become a charity and renamed Moss Vale Community Church. You've no idea how significant that change was. Massive for us, because missions is all about community. That's what missions actually is, building communities, one soul, one person at a time. And nearly 20 years up the road, 20 years, my word, we have invested in homes, we've invested in schools, churches, families, and now we have established you, we have established Moss Vale Community Sanctuary. And support Mossy International School. And every week, every day, people are hearing about Jesus because of these works, because of this kingdom work that's taking place. The gospel there, as it is here, is preached all the time. And the needs of God's people are being met every single day because of the generosity of the people here at Moss Vale. So God bless you for that. In the classic words of William Booth, you cannot warm the hearts of people with God's love if they have an empty stomach and cold feet. In other words, practical kindness, touch eternal needs. Praise God, they do. And I know Pastor Debbie and I are on the same page here. It absolutely blesses the socks off of us to see this in action, not just in Ghana, but right in this church, in the Mossy Cafe, in the Moss Vale Hall, in the lives of you, the people, the congregation, and within your incredible and invaluable ministries that you're doing on a day-to-day basis. People's lives are being touched, they are being changed for the greater good, and they're being encouraged to go on and do something for Jesus Christ for themselves. What we're saying is, we're seeing God's love in action. This is what it's about, and it's bringing people to faith in Christ. And you know what? It's only 63 days to Christmas, and we will give more and more away from this church for free, for nothing, absolutely, over the next several weeks leading up to Christmas, because He is the gift. He is the gift giver, and we are the receivers of the greatest gift that mankind has ever known in the shape of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray that every one of us have received that gift for ourselves today and are letting Jesus rise in us and doing something worthwhile for the kingdom and for the glory of God. Now, I have considered what to speak about on Mission Sunday, and it can become a little bit repetitious in some of the things you do. So I have reflected over some of the messages I shared in previous years, and often I will remind you today that you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world, because it is through the channels of our daily lives that God shines the light of His love message into every single one of us. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Therefore go." Doesn't say stay. It says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them," amen, "in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always," amen, "to the very end of the age. Now, we call this the Great Commission. Praise God. In our Bibles, it will often be in bold or capital letters, so we know these are important words, or this was an important event that was taking place. This commission, now listen up, this commission was given to every single one of the Christ followers. Every single one of them, not to missionaries just, or pastors, or to youth leaders, or worship leaders. This is your commission from Jesus. I want to be clear, it's not optional. I've said it before, these words of Jesus are not the great suggestion. They are not. If you're part of God's family, your mission is mandatory. Absolutely mandatory. And this, listen, this is not to be seen as a burden. Oh no. We see enough Christians with sullen faces. Like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. He took the weight of the world on his shoulders, so we don't have to take the weight of the world on our shoulders. He freed us and released us to live in the liberty and freedom of Christ Jesus. That's what he did for us. So listen to this. It's not a burden and it's not a stressor thing. For me, this is exciting. All of this is exciting, but furthermore, it is a privilege. Why? Because it has earthly and it has heavenly consequences for every one of us. Jesus says in Luke chapter 15, I tell you, there is rejoicing, hallelujah, or there is joy, there is rejoicing, or there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Who amongst us this morning would like to make an angel smile? Praise God, I would too. I love how Rick Warren refers to it in The Purpose-Driven Life, and I still highly recommend this for being a study as a tool for a Christian growth. He said, made for a mission. You are made. You are created to be missional, to be on mission. That's not necessarily abroad or over the waters. That's in your own backyard, being community-oriented, being missional-based. We are to continue Jesus' mission while we are here on earth. See, after a believer comes to faith in Jesus Christ, we all then hear the call and the command of Christ to go into the world and seek to bring the lost to him. Amen. Our mission is a privilege. It is a privilege not to be taken lightly. We are to get working with God and representing God. I mean, what an honor to serve God in reaching those who do not know yet the good news, or have only heard a tainted or distorted version of the gospel. And what an incredible privilege and challenge you and I have of being ambassadors for Jesus Christ in this world. But what an honor. Our English word mission comes from the Latin word for sending. Jesus says, as the Father has sent me. What does he say? I am sending you. As the Father has sent me, being Jesus, I am sending you. Jesus, at age 12, said, I must be about my dad's business. I must be about the Father's business. And as he was dying on the cross, he said, it is finished. Praise God. It is finished. The mission Jesus had while on earth has now become our mission, because we are the body of Christ. What he did in his physical body, we are to continue as his spiritual body, be in the church. And I wonder what really, when it comes right down to grassroots level, what is that mission? I'll tell you what that mission is. It is inviting and it's introducing people to Jesus. All over the world, the mission has not changed. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, all this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. Amen. And here at Mossvale, Mosby, I love this church. I believe we really do value, as I quoted William Booth earlier, seeing to the bellies and feet of those in need. Listen to this. The compassion of Christ compels us to feed and care for those who are in need of the material things of life. But we must always, now listen to this, we must always be aware how hopeless and how empty a life without Jesus can be, even when a person does not recognize or realize it. And so the greatest gift we can present to anyone, anybody, is an opportunity to be made aware what an incredible and fulfilling life they could experience right here on earth, and the gift of eternal life by faith in Jesus Christ alone. Church, nothing is more important than the salvation of my soul or the salvation of your soul. Our job is to go into the world and shout loudly, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And listen to this. Can I testify? I can testify that nothing provides more joy. Nothing can provide more joy, more satisfaction, and more fulfillment in this life, nothing than seeing people accept Jesus Christ and then live a life out completely aligned to Him. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But listen to me. If you choose that, there's going to be a cost. Hear me now. When you accept God's plan for your life, I'll tell you the truth, it's going to cost you time, a lot of it. It's going to cost you finances. It's going to cost you other resources. And sadly, the approval of those close to us who refuse to catch in their spirits what God is using and shaping us now for. Those who roll their eyes because you choose not to attend an event because you have a commitment to Christ elsewhere. Those who ask you to tone down, hey, just tone down your conversation, a little less Jesus talk. Those who accuse you of trying to act holy. 1 Peter 1:15, 16, but just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do, for it is written, be holy. Be holy as I am holy. So when someone tells you to tone it down because you're acting a bit holy, say, oh, no, it's not going to happen. I want to talk about Jesus. He is my life. He is my way. He is my truth. He is my all. I live Him. I breathe Him. I dance for Him. I shout joy for Him. My life is all about Jesus. When I don't talk about Jesus, I've got very little else to talk about. Be holy as I am holy. Who are we going to listen to, I wonder? Because nothing, again, is more important to God than bringing souls to Jesus. Nothing at all. 1 Timothy 2 verse 4 tells us God, our Savior, wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Amen. See, God wants to be part, hallelujah, God wants to be part of His incredible plan to redeem human beings from Satan and reconcile them now with Himself. So we become the messengers of God's love and then the purposes of God in this world. I've said this before, and it's just as true today. What is the need? What is the need in missions today? What is the need in missions today? Well, I would say this, and you can challenge me on this. I would say more than practical skills, more than speaking other languages, more than educational qualifications, more than being a persuasive speaker, what is needed is courage and commitment. What is needed is courage and commitment, because one of the biggest challenges in Christian ministry and mission, particularly those who serve in incredibly difficult countries and situations, is to have the courage, listen to me now, here at Mosvale too, is to have the courage to stay the course when the going gets tough. The going is tough. We understand those challenges here at Mosvale also. And so my challenge to you all, I'm going to go on to my sermon now. It's from John 9 verse 4. Jesus' words as he healed the blind man from birth. As long as it is day, we must do the works of he who sent us. Night is coming when no one can work. Amen. That right there is the result of the culmination of the gifts of the Spirit which we've learned about. Listen to this. This man came to Jesus in faith. And because of the gift of miracles, because of the gift of healing that he received, he then received the gift of salvation. Look at his words later on. Lord, I believe, he cried, and he worshipped Jesus. In our scripture, the word must is the Greek word day. Day, which always carries the idea of an obligation or a necessity. That tells us that for Jesus right now at that time, it was imperative, it was essential, it was compulsory that he properly use his time to reach souls. Now, earlier translations say I, and most translations say we. It's that Great Commission again. It's not a suggestion that's been presented to us. Then Jesus went on to say, do the works. The laborers are few, you see. Jesus says, do the works. The word works comes from the Greek word ergazomai. It's a good one. Ergazomai, which is a form of the word ergos, that by itself simply means works. However, when the word ergos becomes the word ergazomai, it is describing intense or energized activity. Are you hearing this? Intense or energized activity. It is something that completely consumes, listen to this, consumes our thoughts and our attitudes and our actions. Now, can I testify again? This is not pride talking to you. This is reality talking. Okay. My life, for pretty much the last 35 years or so, my life, my everyday thoughts, my actions are all about serving the needs of this church, serving the needs of this people and my congregation in Ghana. And I don't think that's been big-headed or prideful to say that. That is the absolute truth. This is my focus. This is my intense and energized working life. Why is it? Why is it intense? Why is it energized? Why does it consume you? Why does it burn within you? Why is there this raging passion for the people of God? Because I now totally believe this is my calling. The shepherd, his sheep, which I feel a deep sense of responsibility for every single day of my life. This burns within me. I'm passionate about what the mission is that God has called me to do. So you can understand when somebody's here for 5 minutes and they have a little criticism. Does my back go up? My back goes up. My spine nearly comes out. When you've sold yourself to mission and ministry for the greater good, for the kingdom of God, something's going to spark in you that wants to lash out. But thank God for grace. Thank God for grace. Jesus said, we must do the works of him, not me, of him who sent me. The word sent is the word pempo, which means to send as a messenger or to send on a specific mission. If we are sent, then it's never without forethought or guidance or backup from the Holy Spirit. We are sent, listen, we are sent, and we must also answer to the one who sent us for how we carry out that particular mission. But Jesus was also aware that his time was short, that he had to give himself now wholeheartedly to the task given him while there was still opportunity, while time was still available. So let's look at this. As long as it is day. The word day is the Greek word hemera. It would mean the daylight hours when it is light enough to see and to work safely. Jesus says, night is coming. It is. when no one can work. The word night is the Greek word nuptos, and it describes the darkness past sundown when it has become impossible to work. So church, Jesus knew that the opportunity before him was time limited. This is true of most opportunities God places before you and I. And if we put off, procrastinate for too long, the opportunities that God in his grace gives us will pass us by. Hear me now. Time is a gift. And God is the one who opens the doors, categorically. So can we passionately seek to fulfill all that he has called us to do? For you were once darkness, but now you are the light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. And everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it says, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. What a privilege to live our lives in spirit, in truth, and in complete submission to the Holy Spirit. Only doing those things that we hear from God. I want to encourage us to prioritize the works of him who has called us out of darkness into his glorious light, knowing that our brief time on earth, listen, is the only small window of opportunity that we have in our lives as unto the Lord. For the night indeed is coming when no one can work.